Maybe you've heard this tune, maybe you haven't, but in the mid-1950s, it was a hit, selling more than 750,000 copies.
They can call you Bill or even Billy, but you're my sweet William and you drive me silly. Oh, Will, 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 you thrill me to my fingertips. William, 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 yum, 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 I love your tasty lips. William, 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 when I'm close to you, all I can do is say William.
The singer was a teenager from Virginia who had been christened by RCA music producers as the female Elvis. Her name was Janis Martin, and she went on to appear at the Grand Ole Opry, American Bandstand, and The Tonight Show. But Martin's fame was short-lived. The teenager got married and had a baby, which didn't sit so well with the people managing her career. Martin's label dropped her, and she fell off the musical map. Janis Martin made a brief comeback in the 1970s and 80s, much to the pleasure of fans who had never forgotten her. A music producer and singer named Rosie Flores was one of them, and in 2007, she set out to help Martin give new voice to some old tunes. Flores brought Janis Martin into a studio in Blanco, Texas, and the result, co-produced by Flores, is a new CD called The Blanco Sessions.
You got a wham, you got a jam, baby, come and be my man. You got a hop, you got a bop, baby, you never stop.
Janis Martin didn't get to see the album released. She died of lung cancer just a few months after wrapping up production. Janis Martin was 67 years old. Rosie Flores ended up releasing the album on her own, and she is now performing the music on tour. Ms. Flores joins us now from member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Welcome to the program.
I'm thrilled to be here talking about Janis Martin.
So tell me about this. I mean, obviously you were a fan of Janis Martin's. How did this partnership come about? You just kind of drop her a line, give her a call, and said you want to do this?
I have to tell you, I was at a rockabilly show in 79 in San Francisco, and I was talking to this girl in the audience, and I said, I'm in a rockabilly band too, and I do some cool stuff. And she goes, well, do you do any Janis Martin songs? And I said, who? And she looked at me and she said, if you don't know who Janis Martin is, you don't know anything about rockabilly. And she walked away. And I was like, whoa, who's Janis Martin?
You better figure it out.
Yeah, I was like, she must be really awesome. So I drove back to L.A. the next day and went to a record store that carried some vintage, you know, vinyl. And I took the record home, and I was instantly a fan. And I just started writing down her lyrics. And it was Janis Martin for me that really became kind of a role model and an idol for me because of how amazing her voice sounded and the kind of guitar parts that were on her records. It just really spoke to me. And so I kind of just became this adoring fan.
Because there weren't a lot of girls or women making this kind of music. Can you kind of remind us what a big deal it was when Janis Martin kind of came on the scene back in the 50s?
Right. You know, back then, you know, when Elvis was really coming into his own, and she had already been honing her craft since she was about six, so she was already being kind of a hillbilly bop rockabilly girl with before the term was actually even there. And when she came along and she had this jump, bop, wiggle and shake stage presence,
so she was doing all
voice,
that stuff.
She was already doing it before she ever met him, and she told me that she didn't know that he shook like that when she was doing it. She would just did it on her own, you know.
So you embark on this project. You're singing on this album along with Janis Martin. And one of the cuts, it's a duet you're singing with her called Wild One, which is probably best well known. Most people know it as a Jerry Lee Lewis hit.
Well, I never went to school. I was way too cool. I got to jump. I got to jive. Message, I'm alive. I'm a wild one.
To stand there next to this woman who you had kind of idolized and sing with her in the studio?
Oh, it was just nothing but fun. It was just inspiring, and you know, to watch her work in the studio after all these years. And I realized that she and I had such a great rapport, and that I could, number one, relax her in the studio. And, you know, she took direction so well, and I got such great vocals.
Don't you cram my style, I'm a real wild child.
It sounds like you two were having a great time.
It was just to watch her excitement. It was really, really fun for me. But she was a little bit nervous because she told me she hadn't done this in such a long time. And it was important for her that it be really good. And it was important that it be really rock and roll. And was real excited about having it come out. And she was talking plans about touring and, you know, I'm going to get my look together, she said. You know, I was on cloud nine for months after that.
The night will snow, the winter hills are black, I'm all alone, sitting in the back of a long white Cadillac.
It's such a distinct voice she has.
Yeah.
I mean, one reviewer that I read called Janis Martin's voice on this particular cut haunting and thick, which I thought was a really good descriptor.
Ooh, I like that.
It's good, haunting. Right? How would you describe it to someone who'd never heard her before?
You know, when she was young, it was so different, right? She had kind of a sparkly little hillbilly voice, but because she smoked, which was, you know, basically what was her downfall in the end, but she had this gruffness to her voice, but with such confidence. She was definitely not a wimp. She was a rocker, you know, and I think that shows in her voice, you know.
I want to finish by talking a little bit about this just very lovely rendition of Sweet Dreams, which was made famous by Patsy Cline. And as the liner notes in the CD point out, the song was released shortly after Cline's death in 1963. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you and Janis Martin chose it for the album.
Well, I have to say, I kind of pushed that one on her. Sometimes you had to talk Janis into stuff, but if you made a good case, she would accept it.
And why didn't she want to sing it?
Well, she really wanted people to think of her as a rock and roll singer. She says, Rosie, that's a country song. Mm. I said, yeah, it is. But I said, but nobody sings it like you.
Sweet dreams of you.
Lovely.
How many other people have tears in their eyes right now?
Rosie Flores, thanks so much for talking with us about your friend.
It was my pleasure.
Rosie Flores is co-producer, along with Bobby Trimble, of Janis Martin's posthumous album. It's called The Blanco Sessions.
Start loving someone new instead of having sweet dreams about you.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.